Welcome to ServoTalk Tech Chat 19. This is Michael Loff for June 4, 2009. Tonight's topic is tweaks for geeks. It's kind of a follow-up to our first segment we did on May 14th, where we talked about some settings you can change to improve the performance and accessibility of your Windows XP machine. Some things carry over to Vista, but not all. But it was primarily focused on Windows XP. And tonight is part two on that. We're going to go into some other facets, one called msconfig, one known as the Windows Services, a little thing you run called services.msc, and you get into the Microsoft Management Console, and you can turn off some things that in some cases aren't necessary. And so therefore, we have to have a disclaimer that if you're going to do any of these changes, you need to make notes of what you've changed in case you create problems for yourself. So these are things you'll have to proceed with caution. There will be two links, and I would encourage anyone before doing these things to go to the show notes. Then you can get those show notes and read through those and understand what these different services do and then decide which ones are relevant for you, because there's variables like whether you listen to music throughout the household or are on a network, have a router, a lot of other factors that you have to take into consideration for your unique situation. Quick note, coming up next week, it is Scott White with the National Federation of the Blind who's going to demo their updated Newsline service. Not is it just for your telephone, but also download publications, magazines, and newspapers to your Victor or Icon, or even read them online through the web browser without the ads. So very cool. Scott will be here to give us the insight on that technology and maybe tell us about some forthcoming voices coming out this fall. All still in the planning stages. But for now, it's Tech Chat 19, Tweaks for Geeks, and we're going to start with Mr. Mike Arrigo, who's going to tell us about all those fun-filled services in Windows XP. Some you must have. You will get in trouble if you turn them off, and others you can put into a manual mode, so they're there if they're needed, but they're not automatic, and saving yourself a little memory and resource power, and a few that you may just want to totally disable for security purposes. So with that, we will welcome and thank you, Mr. Mike Arrigo, for taking a few minutes to share your knowledge on Windows XP.
If you don't want those to load at startup, the best thing to do is to disable it in the program itself. A lot of times they have options for whether or not to run at startup. But if they don't, sometimes a program will insist on putting itself there. Sometimes there is a good reason for that. Your virus scanner or firewall, you may not want to disable that. Now, me personally, I don't share my files on my computers, and I'm the only person that uses my computers. I don't share it with anybody else. I do manual scans on my computer, but I don't use any of the automatic protection features of a security suite. If you feel that that's something you need, I would say go for it. MSConfig allows you to manipulate the startup items that start usually after you hear the Windows startup sound is when you'll hear those. So what I'm going to do is take you into MSConfig and show you how you can enable or disable those as needed. And again, you may want to make notes on this because in case something is really needed. I'm going to go ahead and minimize this and go to the desktop. Let's just go ahead and go to the Run dialog box with Windows R. And we're going to type in msconfig, msconfig. By the way, some of this may apply to Vista also, but certainly be careful because Vista is a little bit different, though some of the services are the same. I'm still using XP here, and I'll take a look at Windows 7 when that comes out, but I have no plans on going to Vista. Let's put in msconfig and press enter.
S-O-N-F-I-G. Desktop, list, my computer, system configuration util.
Okay, there's a bunch of tabs in here. The one we want to get over to is startup. So let's just shift tab here.
General tab.
Okay, and let's just go over to startup.
Services, startup tab.
I've only got one thing in my startup, and I don't even need that. I actually put it back in here on purpose just so I could demonstrate this. And that is Microsoft Active Sync, which is used for Windows mobile phones. I usually just run that when I need to. But we'll tab to the list, and I'll show you what's here and what it looks like.
List, Syscom, Command, C Program Files, Microsoft Active Sync, Syscom XE Location, HKC New Software, Microsoft Windows, Current Version Run.
It gives us the name, and then it says the location of it. By that, sometimes you can get a feel for what it is. For in this case, it said, C Program Files, Microsoft Active Sync, so we know what that is. If we wanted to uncheck this or prevent it from loading, we can just press the spacebar here.
Unchecked.
And uncheck it. Now, if you do that in msconfig and then you were to go to OK, it'll say, you need to restart before these changes will take effect. The next time you restart, it's going to pop up a dialog box that says, you've used the configuration utility and, do you want to go back to starting everything? And there's a checkbox there you can check that says, don't display this again. So that's what msconfig does, and it works, but it's fairly limited. So I'm going to show you another program for manipulating the startup items. It's actually a part of another utility suite, and that's called TuneUp Utilities 2009. Excellent, excellent suite of utilities. It has a registry cleaner. It has a registry defragmenter. It has a disk space cleaner. You can do a ton of tweaks. And one of the things it has is the TuneUp Startup Manager. So I don't want to save this, even though I unchecked this. I want to keep it in here so I can show you how TuneUp Utilities handles that. So I'm just going to press Escape to get out of MSConfig.
SA Mobile Desktop.
There we go. All right, let's go back to the desktop here with Windows M.
Desktop.
Let's go then into the TuneUp Utilities folder in the Start menu. So we'll open the Start menu.
Start menu. New Office.
And we'll press P for Programs. I've got mine set to Classic. And if you go through Part 1 of the Windows tweaks, your system should be fairly similar to mine, though the icons, of course, will be different, depending on what you have installed. So let's press P for Programs.
Programs submenu. Accessories submenu.
Okay, and T for TuneUp Utilities.
TuneUp Utilities 2009 submenu.
It's got a submenu.
T.
Let's press Enter on that.
Utilities submenu.
And Utilities is where we want to go, so let's press Enter again.
TuneUp One-Click Maintenance.
All right, let's go down to TuneUp Startup Manager and press Enter.
TuneUp System Control. TuneUp System Information. TuneUp Styler. TuneUp Startup Manager.
There we go. And press Enter.
Menu closed. Start button.
And it takes
TuneUp
a second.
TuneUp Startup Manager. Microsoft ActiveSync. Optional. 0601-2009.
Okay, so it says Microsoft ActiveSync optional, so it does give you a clue as to whether or not it's actually needed. You can start this manually, and you know it'll be there when you need it, so I don't really need to keep this in my startup. So what I'm going to do is press the Delete key, and this doesn't just disable it. It totally takes it out. Now, again, if you're going to do that, be sure you don't want it, because probably the only way to put it back is either to edit the registry or to reinstall the program. So just be sure that that is what you want if you do that. In this case, it's definitely safe. That's how I've had it. I just put this back in to show you how this works. Let's press the Delete key.
Confirm delete. Are you sure you want to remove Microsoft ActiveSync from the org start list? Yes?
Yes, indeed. Hit Y.
TuneUp Startup Manager.
And now there's nothing left, because I don't have anything in my startup. All right, so let's hit Alt-F4 to get out of here.
SA Mobile Desktop.
So that's a TuneUp Utilities, a part of that. If you want to get a 30-day trial of it, you can go to tune-up.com. Some of the utilities work pretty well with System Access. There's a couple of them, particularly the TuneUp System Control, which is where you get all the more technical tweaks. You'll probably need another screen reader for that because it does rely on mouse keys quite a bit. JAWS or WindowEyes will work just fine with that. But you can do a lot of tweaks with it. You can actually prevent your computer from showing up in the network places of other computers. You can disable the administrative shares, which means basically if somebody was to somehow get onto your network, if you had that enabled, they could type --/ your computer name, --C and a $, and they would essentially have full access to your hard drive, so you can disable that. Of course, if you share files and that type of thing, you may not want to do that, but it is available to you. You can do a tweak, too, to where you put in a CD. It doesn't automatically launch it or put up that window asking what you want to do. It only opens when you choose to open it, which is very nice. So excellent suite of utilities, the TuneUp Utilities. So I'd recommend everybody check that out. It's a great set of programs. Let's look into services here. Now, what services are programs that start, and they're system-wide, and they generally start earlier in the Windows boot up process, and they're a little bit deeper layered into the operating system. So these, again, you have to be very careful with disabling some of these. I'm mainly only going to focus on the ones that would normally set to be automatic. Now, I've already tweaked mine, of course, so a lot of these are going to be manual or disabled that may default to being automatic, and point out, you know, which ones you need to leave and why and all that stuff. The ones that default to manual, I'm not going to say too much about because those are defaulted to starting manually. Let me explain the three different startup statuses in XP. Vista actually has 4, but in XP you've got 3. Automatic, which means the service normally will run at startup, and it'll stop if it's not needed sometimes, but it will normally start up whenever you start Windows. Manual is, it will not start right away, but it will start if it's needed, at least it's supposed to. Now, sometimes they don't, and you have to set it to automatic, but in theory, that's the way it's supposed to work. And then there's disabled, which means it will not run at all, and it will not be available. And there are a couple in here that you really do want to probably disable for security reasons, and I'll point those out to you as well. The best way to access the services is part of the what's called the Microsoft Management Council. It works pretty well with speech. So to do this, let's just go back to the run box. We'll press Windows R.
Run. Type the name of the program.
And we're going to type services, period, MSC, and press enter.
S-E-R-V-I-C-E-S-P-A-S-C, desktop, list, my computer, one of the services.
Okay, and then we'll tab once to get to the list. Now, I'm just going to let the speech describe it to you, and if it's already normally set to manual, I'm not going to say too much about it. The description kind of speaks for itself, and we'll just move on.
Microsoft Net Framework NGEN. List. Net Runtime Optimization Service V2050727X86. Description. Microsoft Net Framework NGEN. Startup type. Manual. Log on as load.
Okay, I believe on this one that it does default to automatic when you first install the .NET framework, but you can go ahead and set it to manual. What it does is it's used if you run applications that are written in .NET, and that service will start if it needs to. So on yours, if it is set to automatic, you can safely go ahead and change that to manual. You shouldn't have a problem.
Alerter. Description. Notifies selected users and computers of administrative alerts. If the service is stopped, programs that use administrative alerts will not receive them. If the service is disabled, any services that explicitly depend on it will fail to start. Startup type. Disabled. Log on as local server.
Yeah, that usually is disabled. Now, also, I'm assuming here you have Windows XP Service Pack 3, because some of these services were changed when you installed service packs. Microsoft actually disabled a couple of them in later service packs and added a few more, so this does assume Service Pack 3. That one would more be used like in a corporate environment or something like that, so it's disabled, and you'll probably never use it, so you can leave. You can do that if it isn't already.
Application Layer Gateway Service. Description. Provides support for third-party protocol plugins for internet connection sharing and the Windows FIREWALL period. Startup type. Manual. Log on as local.
That defaults to manual, and you can leave it as such.
Application Management. Description. Provides software installation services such as assign, publish, and remove. Startup type. Manual. Log on as.
That's how it defaults to manual, and you can leave it that way.
AskNet State Service. Description. Provides support for out-of-process session states for AskNet. If the service is stopped, out-of-process requests will not be processed. If the service is disabled, any services that explicitly depend on it will fail to start. Startup type. Manual. Log on AskNet.
That's another part of the .NET framework. Again, if yours is not set to manual, you should be all right changing it to that. Because, again, it should start if needed whenever you run a .NET application, so that should be fine.
Automatic Updates. Description. Enables the download and installation of Windows updates. If the service is disabled, this computer will not be able to use the automatic updates feature of the Windows Update website. Startup type. Manual.
Okay, mine is manual. It defaults to automatic. If you have your computer automatically download Windows updates, then you need to leave that set to automatic. I do this both with Windows and on the Mac. I don't use automatic updates because if something were to happen with an update, I'm in a much better position to know what was done and to be able to troubleshoot it. I don't like my computer doing anything or downloading anything automatically. Again, if you use the automatic update feature, you will want to keep that set to automatic.
Background Intelligent Transfer Service. Description. Transfers files in the background using idle network bandwidth. If the service is stopped, features such as Windows Update and MSN Explorer will be unable to automatically download programs and other information. If the service is disabled, any services that explicitly depend on it may fail to transfer files if they do not have a fail-safe mechanism to transfer files directly through IE in case BITS has been disabled. Startup type. Man.
Okay, that defaults to automatic. This is one of these you might experiment with it. I've had mine set to manual for a long time, and I've never had a problem.
Clipbook. Description. Enables Clipbook Viewer to store information and share it with remote computers. If the service is stopped, Clipbook Viewer will not be able to share information with remote computers. If the service is disabled, any services that explicitly depend on it will fail to start. Startup type. Disabled.
That's disabled, at least with Service Pack 3, and there's no reason to change that.
Com Event System. Description. Supports system event notification service SENS, which provides automatic distribution of events to subscribing component object model COM components. If the service is stopped, SENS will close and will not be able to provide login and log off notifications. If the service is disabled, any services that explicitly depend on it will fail to start. Status. Started. Startup type. Manual.
So it does say it's started, and it is set to manual, and that's where it defaults, and you can leave it as such. Depending on what programs you have installed, you may have some other services that I don't have on my system, and you'll have to kind of judge for yourself. If they're manual, I'd say, you know, go ahead and leave them as they are. But if they're set to automatic, you know, you'll have to kind of experiment for yourself and see if you need to keep them that way. So this one is set to manual, that's the way it defaults, and we will leave it that way.
COM System Application. Description. Manages the configuration and tracking of component object model COM-based components. If the service is stopped, most COM-based components will not function properly. If the service is disabled, any services that explicitly depend on it will fail to start. Startup type manual, log on as local system.
That is manual, and we will leave it as such.
Computer browser, description, maintains an updated list of computers on the network and supplies this list to computers designated as browsers. If the service is stopped, this list will not be updated or maintained. If the service is disabled, any services that explicitly depend on it will fail to start. Startup type manual.
If you share files, or if you have your computers, you know, networked and they do, you know, communicate with each other and you're doing, you know, file sharing, you'd want to keep that set to automatic. I don't really share files or printers or anything between, you know, my computers. I've got that manual, so it would start if it, you know, should need to. Again, if you share files or printers, you'd want to leave that set to automatic, which is how it defaults.
Cryptographic services, description, provides three management services, catalog database service, which confirms the signatures of Windows files, protected root service, which adds and removes trusted root certification authority certificates from this computer, and key service, which helps enroll this computer for certificates. If the service is stopped, these management services will not function properly. If the service is disabled, any services that explicitly depend on it will fail to start. Status, started, startup type, automatic.
Okay, that's automatic, and you want to leave it as such. That's important. So that one should be left at automatic.
DCOM Server Process Launcher. Description. Provides launch functionality for DCOM services. Status. Started. Startup type. Automatic.
That one also needs to be left at automatic.
DHCP Client. Description. Manages network configuration by registering and updating IP addresses and DNS names. Status. Started. Startup type.
Well, certainly if you use the internet on your computer, you want to keep that at automatic. That's what allows your computer to obtain an IP address from your router or your cable modem or whatever you have connected. So if you're on the internet, that definitely needs to stay set to automatic.
Diskkeeper. Description. Allows Diskkeeper to run on this computer.
Okay, Diskkeeper, that's a disk defragmenter. You may or may not have that, depending on if you have that program, but Windows by default will not have that one. Although I do have it set as manual for reference.
Distributed Link Tracking Client. Description. Maintains links between NTFS files within a computer or across computers in a network domain. Startup type. Manual. Log.
Okay, that is manual on mine because I don't have my hard drive formatted as NTFS. I've got it as FAT32. And the reason I have that is because if something were ever to happen, I could still boot to a DOS disk and at least maybe do some disk, you know, diagnostics or something like that with a DOS screen reader. But when your system is formatted as NTFS, you can't do that. Most Windows computers are probably formatted as NTFS, and if yours is, you'll want to leave that set to automatic, which is how it defaults. But if you know for sure that your system is FAT32 and not NTFS, you can go ahead and set that to manual. But if you're not sure, then I'd say leave that at automatic, although you can look at the properties of your C drive, and it will tell you how your drive is formatted. So if it's NTFS, you do want to leave that at automatic.
Distributed Transaction Coordinator. Description. Coordinates transactions that span multiple resource managers, such as databases, message queues, and file systems. If the service is stopped, these transactions will not occur. If the service is disabled, any services that explicitly depend on it will fail to start. Startup type. Manual.
Okay, that's manual, and we'll leave it as such. It's fine at manual, and that is how it defaults to, I believe.
DNS Client. Description. Resolves and caches domain name system DNS names for this computer. If the service is stopped, this computer will not be able to resolve DNS names and locate Active Directory domain controllers. If the service is disabled, any services that explicitly depend on it will fail to start.
Okay, you'd think at first, yes, you definitely have to have that one because the computer, of course, to get on the internet and resolve domain names and look up the IP address. Believe it or not, though, you can set that to manual. The whole Active Directory thing, that's a corporate thing. You can go ahead and change this one to manual, and your computer should still be able to access the internet just fine. It defaults to automatic, but you can go ahead and change it to manual. You shouldn't have any problems.
Error reporting service. Description. Allows error reporting for services and applications running in non-standard environments. Startup type. Manual. Log on
it. I got that at manual. I believe that defaults to automatic. Yeah, it does, because that's the thing that says, you know, when your program crashes, do you want to send an error to Microsoft? That's what allows that to work. If you don't use that error reporting, then by all means, go ahead and change that to manual.
Event log. Description. Enables event log messages issued by Windows-based programs and components to be viewed in Event Viewer. The service cannot be stopped. Status. Started. Startup type. Automatic.
Yeah, that's automatic, and it should stay that way.
Extensible Authentication Protocol Service. Description. Provides Windows clients Extensible Authentication Protocol Service. Startup type. Manual.
Again, something that probably be used in a corporate business or something like that. It's manual. That is how it defaults, I believe. If not, you can certainly change it to that unless you have a specific need for it.
Test user switching compatibility. Description. Provides management for applications that require assistance in a multiple user environment. Startup type. Manual.
Fast user switching, if you'll recall, for those of you that did listen to part one, we disabled the fast user switching item in user accounts. And it's good to go ahead and do that if you don't really need it. That will automatically set this particular service to manual. It'll change that one for you when you do that.
Health key and certificate management service. Description: manages health certificates and keys used by NAP startup type manual.
That's manual. It defaults that way, and we can leave it as such.
Help and support. Description: enables help and support center to run on this computer. If the service is stopped, help and support center will be unavailable. If the service is disabled, any services that explicitly depend on it will fail to start. Startup type manual.
Okay, that will default to automatic. You can go ahead and change that to manual, and then if you ever do need to use any of the Windows help center things, it will start itself. But that one in particular can take a bit of resources. So I'd say go ahead and set that to manual. And it will start should it ever need to if you access the Windows Help Center.
HTTPS SSL. Description: the service implements the secure hypertext transfer protocol HTTPS for the HTTP service using the secure socket layer SSL. If the service is disabled, any services that explicitly depend on it will fail to start. Startup type manual.
Yeah, SSL, that's, you know, if you go to a secure page, that defaults to manual, I believe, and you can leave it as such.
Human interface device access. Description: enables generic input access to human interface devices head, which activates and maintains the use of predefined hot buttons on keyboards, remote controls, and other multimedia devices. If the service is stopped, hot buttons controlled by the service will no longer function. If the service is disabled, any services that explicitly depend on it will fail to start. Startup type.
Do some experimenting. I've got mine set to disabled. Some things may need this and some may not. Certainly, if you don't use any of the special buttons on your keyboard or like the Alva BC640, if you don't use any of that stuff, you can probably go ahead and change this at least to a manual or disabled, you know, experiment with it. Now, my Macintosh, my virtual machine that I run Windows XP on, it has some human interface devices, but I've changed it on that and set it to a manual, and it's worked fine without a problem. Now, on this computer, I'm on a PC at the moment. I don't use any human interface stuff, so I went ahead and set it to disabled. Go ahead and experiment a little bit. Try manual. That's where I'd start, at manual. Certainly if some functions of your keyboard or something don't work, then you can change it back. Or again, if you know you don't use any of those kind of features, you can go ahead and you know, and disable it. I don't use any of the special keys on the keyboards, like for, you know, volume and stuff. Number one, you got to install special drivers for it. You could end up even accidentally muting your speech. Some of these keyboards have mute buttons on them, and if you accidentally press that, you could totally lose speech.
MPC Debrimicom service. Description: manages CD recording using image mastering applications programming interface MP. If the service is stopped, this computer will be unable to record CDs. If the service is disabled, any services that explicitly depend on it will fail to start. Startup type manual.
I'd leave that at manual. I think in earlier service packs it was automatic, but I believe in service pack 3 they did change that. I should tell you that if you use like Nero or something like that, it does not depend on that service. It's got its own way of accessing the drive. If you set it to manual, the only thing that would use that would be like the Windows built-in CD burning.
Indexing service. Description: indexes contents and properties of files on local and remote computers. Provides rapid access to files through flexible querying language. Startup type disabled.
That's a resource hog, that one, for indexing. I would go ahead and disable that. You may also want to go to the properties of your C drive and uncheck the option there to, you know, to index things. That can be a huge resource. If that service is running, you will notice quite a slowdown. Another program that you may have installed on XP that will slow your computer down quite a bit, if you have this, uninstall it. It's a resource hog. It's called Windows Search, a program you can get from the Windows Update if you go to the you know, optional software updates. That will slow your computer down quite a bit. If you have a Windows Search 4.0, I think it's called, on your system, uninstall that from add or remove programs. It's a huge resource hog. And this indexing thing, I'd say go ahead and set that to disabled, resource intensive, and it's not something you need.
Sec Services. Description: manages IP security policy and starts the ESC Polkly IP and the IP security driver. Startup type manual.
Okay, that defaults, I believe, to automatic. You wouldn't use that usually unless you're using IPX. If you're using that on your network, you'd know, or if it's used in businesses sometimes. If you're not using that, go ahead and change that to manual, because the internet uses straight TCP/IP.
Logical Disk Manager. Description: detects and monitors new hard disk drives and sends disk volume information to Logical Disk Manager Administrative Service for configuration. If the service is stopped, dynamic disk status and configuration information may become out of date. If the service is disabled...
I've got it set to manual. It defaults to being automatic. I never really plug in other hard drives to this machine, which is why I've set it to manual. But there is a chance, of course, with that one that you may set that to manual, though, and then forget, and then wonder, you know, if you do connect a hard drive, it may not work. So it's not something you'd probably use every day, but if you want to set it to manual, make sure you do make a note of that. you might have trouble configuring a new hard drive.
Logical Disk Manager Administrative Service. Description: configures hard disk drives and volumes. The service only runs for configuration processes and then stops. Startup type: manual.
Yeah, and it's manual, and we can leave it as such.
Messenger. Description: transmits net send and deliver service messages between clients and servers. This service is not related to Windows Messenger. If the service is stopped, alerter messages will not be transmitted. If the service is disabled, any services that explicitly depend on it will fail to start. Startup type:
Okay, that's one you definitely want to set to disabled. There's actually a loophole in it. At least there was. I don't know if Microsoft ever fixed it, where people could actually send you spam messages through that. So that one you definitely want to set to disabled. As it says, it has nothing to do with using MSN Messenger or Windows Messenger or anything like that. So that's one I'd say go ahead and set that to disabled.
MS Software Shadow Copy Provider. Description: manages software-based volume shadow copies taken by the Volume Shadow Copy Service. If the service is stopped, software-based volume shadow copies cannot be managed. Startup type: man.
Defaults to manual, and you can leave it that way.
Nero Backup Scheduler 4.0. Description: Nero Backup.
Okay, that's part of Nero. If you don't have Nero installed, you won't have that. I do have it set to manual, though, in case anybody's wondering.
NetLogan. Description: supports pass-through authentication of account login events for computers in a domain. Startup type: manual.
Okay, if you're not on a domain, which if you're just on home computers, you probably wouldn't be. You can leave that. It defaults to manual.
NetTCP Port Sharing Service. Description: provides ability to share TCP ports over the NetTCP PROTOCOL period. Startup type: disabled.
Disabled, and that's the way it came, I believe. I think it depends on if you've got XP Pro or XP Home on that one. I'm using XP Pro, so if you got Home, you may not even have that one.
NetMeeting Remote Desktop Sharing. Description: enables an authorized user to access this computer remotely by using NetMeeting over a corporate intranet. If the service is stopped, remote desktop sharing will be unavailable. If the service is disabled, any services that explicitly depend on it will fail to start. Startup type: disabled.
It's disabled, and if you don't use the NetMeeting, which I don't think most of us do here, you can go ahead and set that to disabled.
Network Access Protection Agent. Description: allows Windows clients to participate in network access protection. Startup type: manual.
Okay, that defaults to manual, and you can leave that as such. Again, that's something probably more that would be used in a corporate environment.
Network connections. Description: manages objects in the network and dial-up connections folder, in which you can view both local area network and remote connections. Status: started. Startup type: manual.
Defaults to manual, and should be left as such.
Network DDE. Description: provides network transport and security for dynamic data exchange DDE for programs running on the same computer or on different computers. If the service is stopped, DDE transport and security will be unavailable. Startup type: disabled.
When you install a Service Pack 3, that defaults to disabled, and there's no reason to change it.
Network DDE DSDM. Description: manages dynamic data exchange DDE network shares. If the service is stopped, DDE network shares will be unavailable. If the service is disabled, any services that explicitly depend on it will fail to start. Startup type: disabled. Log.
And again, that's also disabled, and if you have Service Pack 3, it'll probably default that way. If not, you can change it to that setting, disabled.
Network Location Awareness NLA. Description: collects and stores network configuration and location information, and notifies applications when this information changes. Status: started. Startup type: manual. Log on as.
Okay, that's manual, and defaults that way, and it is started, so there must be a need for it. Probably want to leave it at manual. Anything that's already left at manual or disabled, I'd say probably there's no need to change those.
Network Provisioning Service. Description: manages XML configuration files on a domain basis for automatic network provisioning period. Startup type: manual.
Again, if you're not in a domain environment, you'd have no use for that. It defaults to manual and is fine that way.
MTLM Security Support Provider. Description: provides security to remote procedure call RPC programs that use transports other than name pipes. Startup type: manual.
Again, that's manual, and can be left that way.
NVIDIA Driver Helper Service. Startup type: manual.
Okay, that's NVIDIA. If you've got an NVIDIA card, you'll probably have that. Unless you do a lot of changes with your video card, I'd say you can probably go ahead and set that to manual. I've never had a problem having mine set that way. You can usually, I'll mention, in the startup, using a msconfig, a lot of times, I know with ATI and NVIDIA cards, they put some things in startup as well that would show up in your startup tab of msconfig. Usually you can disable those also.
OO defrag. Description: OO defrag. Startup type.
Okay, that's another defragmenter that I've got installed, and I do have the service set to manual. If you don't have that program installed, you won't have that one.
Performance logs and alerts. Description: collects performance data from local or remote computers based on pre-configured schedule parameters, then writes the data to a log or triggers an alert. If the service is stopped, performance information will not be collected. Startup type: manual.
Defaults to manual, and you can usually leave it that way.
Plug. Secondly, description enables a computer to recognize and adapt to hardware changes with little or no user input. Stopping or disabling this service will result in system instability period. Status, started, startup type, automatic.
I'll bet you can guess where that one needs to stay. Automatic, yes, that's right. You don't want to stop that one or change its status. That one is one that should remain set to automatic.
Portable media serial number service. Description, retrieves the serial number of any portable media player connected to this computer. If this service is stopped, protected content might not be downloaded to the DEVICE period. Startup type, manual.
Okay, that defaults to manual.
Print spooler. Description, loads files to memory for later printing. Startup type, manual.
If you use printing, you definitely want to set that to automatic. Now, that would include even virtual printers like the Kurzweil 1000's virtual printer for printing like PDFs and that type of thing. If you do any kind of printing on the computer, you'll want to leave that at automatic. And what you can do is leave it at manual, but if you use a print function, if you don't use it very often, what you can do is just come in here and start that service, you know, when you need to, and then it'll go back to manual, you know, when you reboot your computer. But if you do a lot of printing, then you'd want to go ahead and set that to automatic, which is where it defaults to.
Protected storage. Description. Provides protected storage for sensitive data, such as private keys, to prevent access by unauthorized services, processes, or users. Status. Started. Startup type. Automatic.
That's automatic and should remain as such. So that one should not be changed.
CASA RSVP. Description. Provides network signaling and local traffic control set of functionality for CASA-aware programs and control APPLETS period. Startup type. Man.
Okay, that's a cost, as it says, quality of service is what that is. That one probably will default to being automatic. You can probably go ahead and set that to manual on your system, unless you have a specific need for that function. Quality of service basically means giving priority to certain traffic over others. Again, most home users probably would have no need for that. A lot of times a router can be configured to handle that. I would say you can safely go ahead and set that to manual, and you should be fine.
Remote Access Auto Connection Manager. Description. Creates a connection to a remote network whenever a program references a remote DNS or NetBIOS name or address. Startup type. Manual.
Mine is set to manual, and I'm going to leave it as such. Certainly if you do the tweaks in part one and disable, you know, the remote desktop session stuff, that would set this to manual if it wasn't already.
Remote Access Connection Manager. Description. Creates a network connection. Startup type. Manual.
Manual, and we'll leave it as such. That's where it defaults to.
Remote Desktop Help Session Manager. Description. Manages and controls remote assistance. If the service is stopped, remote assistance will be unavailable. Before stopping the service, see the Dependencies tab of the Properties dialog box. Startup type. Manual.
Okay, again, especially if you've done the tweaks in part one in the system control panel, if you followed the ones I gave you there, that would definitely be set to manual automatically if it wasn't set that way beforehand anyway. It's manual, and we'll leave it as such.
Remote Procedure Call RPC Description provides the endpoint mapper and other miscellaneous RPC services. Status, started, startup type, automate.
Do not disable or change that one or your system will grind to a halt. The Remote Procedure Call, that one must remain set to automatic, or most things in Windows won't work.
Procedure call RPC locator. Description, manages the RPC name service database. Startup type, manual.
Don't confuse the remote procedure call with the remote procedure call locator. This one, the second one, defaults to manual and can be left that way. It's just the one called remote procedure call that needs to be set to automatic, which yours probably already is and should be left that way. But the remote procedure call locator, that's set to manual, it defaults that way and can be left that way.
Remote registry. Description. Enables remote users to modify registry settings on this computer. If the service is stopped, the registry can be modified only by users on this computer. If the service is disabled, any services that explicitly depend on it will fail to start. Startup type. Disable
that. If it's anything but disabled, if it's automatic or manual, the explanation is self-explanatory as to why it should be disabled. You wouldn't want some remote user being able to edit your registry. Setting that to disabled will seal a major security hole. Definitely set that one to disabled, the remote registry.
Removable storage. Startup type. Manual. Log.
Okay, that defaults to manual and can be left that way.
Routing and remote access. Description. Offers routing services to businesses in local area and wide area network environments. Startup type. Disabled.
And again, if you had a need for that, you'd probably know it. Home users probably wouldn't, so we can leave that. Disabled.
Secondary login. Description. Enables starting processes under alternate credentials. If the service is stopped, this type of login access will be unavailable. Startup type. Manual.
If you ever right-click on an icon or do a Shift F10 or press the Applications key and you use the Run As option, what it does, it allows you to run a program as a different user than yourself. If you ever use that, you'd probably want to leave that at automatic. If you never use that specific feature, the Run As option, in the context menu, you can go ahead and set that to manual.
Security Accounts Manager. Description. Stores security information for local user accounts. Status. Started. Startup type. Automatic.
It's automatic and should remain that way.
Security Center. Description. Monitors system security settings and configurations. Startup type. Disable.
This is the one that's responsible if you ever hear those pop-up balloons and you hear that pop, that and then you hear stuff like, your computer might be at risk. If you get tired of those, set this to disabled and reboot your computer and they will bother you no more.
Server. Description. Supports file, print, and named pipe sharing over the network for this computer. If the service is stopped, these functions will be unavailable. Startup type.
Okay, again, if you share files or printers on your computer, you'll want to leave that on automatic. I don't, so I changed mine to manual. If you share files or if you share a printer, you'll want to leave that on automatic.
Service layer. Startup type. Manual. Log on it.
Service layer. No description. Okay, and it defaults to manual, and we'll leave it that way.
Shell hardware detection. Status. Started. Startup type. Automated.
This is the one that actually causes when you plug in like a flash drive, pops up the window that says, what do you want Windows to do? It kind of makes it treat it like a CD drive. I've got mine on automatic.
Smart card. Description. Manages access to smart cards read by this computer. If the service is stopped, this computer will be unable to read smart cards. Startup type. Manual.
Okay, it's manual. We'll leave it as such.
SSDP discovery service. Description. Enables discovery of up devices on your home network. Period. Startup type.
It's UPnP. Universal Plug and Play. If anything uses Universal Plug and Play, then you may want to leave this enabled. If you don't use anything like that, set this to disabled. It's a security hole. And setting this to disabled, if you don't use it, will close that. And mine is disabled.
System event notification. Description. Tracks system events such as Windows Logon, network, and power events. Notifies comm event system subscribers of these events. Status. Started. Startup type. Automatic.
Okay, you can probably tell from that description that it should be automatic, and that's where mine is, and that's where yours should be also.
System restore service. Description. Performs system restore functions. To stop service, turn off system restore from the system restore tab in my computer properties. Startup type. Automatic.
Well, mine's set to automatic. It doesn't run. If you've done the tweaks in part one, your system restore will already be disabled. I do recommend disabling that. It'll free up some disk space. They're much, you know, more reliable programs that you can use to back up and restore your system.
Systems lead task manager. Startup type.
That's part of the security suite that I use, but I've got it set to manual because, again, I don't run the auto protection. You won't have that unless you've got that particular program, system suite. If you want to use the automatic features of your virus protection or firewall, then certainly feel free to do that if you feel more comfortable.
Task scheduler. Description. Enables a user to configure and schedule automated tasks on this computer. If the service is stopped, these tasks will not be run at the scheduled times. Status. Started. Startup type. Automated.
If you don't run programs or if you don't have things that are scheduled to run at a certain time, you can go ahead and change that to manual.
TCP IP NetBIOS Helper. Description. Enables support for NetBIOS over TCP IP Net Service and NetBIOS name resolution. Period. Startup type. Manual.
Okay, that one defaults to automatic, and usually, for most things on the internet at least, you won't need that. So you can go ahead and change that to manual in most cases, unless, again, you know you have a specific need to use a NetBIOS. In that case, you can leave that automatic. Otherwise, go ahead and change it to manual.
Telephony. Description. Provides telephony API TAPI support for programs that control telephony devices and IP-based voice connections on the local computer and through the LAN on servers that are also running the service. Startup type. Disabled.
You can go ahead and disable that. Skype and other programs do not use that service. A lot of times I've found with that particular one, if you set it to manual, even it'll still start. I have yet to see a program that actually uses that. I think it's more designed for like a corporate meeting programs and that type of thing.
Telnet. Description. Enables a remote user to log onto this computer and run programs, and supports various TCP IP Telnet clients, including Unix-based and Windows-based computers. If the service is stopped, remote user access to programs might be unavailable. Startup type. Disabled.
You want to disable that if it isn't already. Unless you have a specific need for somebody to be telnetting into your computer. Again, otherwise, that's a security hole. Set yours to disabled if it isn't already.
Terminal services. Description. Allows multiple users to be connected interactively to a machine as well as the display of desktops and applications to remote computers. The underpinning of remote desktop including RD for administrators, fast user switching, remote assistance, and terminal server. Status. Started. Startup type. Manual.
That's manual, and probably want to change yours to manual if it isn't already. That's where it defaults to, I believe.
Themes. Description. Provides user experience theme management. Status. Started. Startup type. Manual.
It defaults to automatic, the theme service, but you should be able to change it to manual.
Tune-up drive defrag service. Description.
Okay, if you have tune-up utilities installed, there's a couple of services that it will install for you. You can change those to manual also. One of them keeps track of program statistics because there is a program in there called Uninstall Manager that'll tell you what programs you haven't used in a while. If having those statistics aren't important to you, You can set that to disabled.
Tune up theme extension. Description. Allows to use visual styles without Microsoft signature. Status. Started. Startup type. Automate.
You can set that to manual again if you use tune up utilities.
An interruptible power supply. Description. Manages an interruptible power supply UPS connected to the computer. Startup type. Manual.
And that's manual.
Universal plug and play device host. Description. Provides support to host universal plug and play DEVICES period. Startup type. Manual.
You definitely want to at least set that to manual if it's automatic. That's another part of that universal plug-and-play, and if you don't use that, it can be a security risk.
Volume shadow copy. Description. Manages and implements volume shadow copies used for backup and other purposes. If the service is stopped, shadow copies will be unavailable for backup and the backup may fail. Startup type. Manual.
That's manual. It defaults that way and can be left that way.
Web client. Description. Enables Windows-based programs to create, access, and modify internet-based files. If the service is stopped, these functions will not be available. Startup type. Manual.
Okay, that one defaults to automatic, but that can be set to manual.
Window Eyes. Description. Provides high-quality synthesized voice output for visually impaired users. Startup type. Manual.
Okay, that's set to manual, and if you have Window Eyes, you'll have that service. If you have it set to run at the logon, that will be set to automatic. Otherwise, it will be set to manual and should be left that way. Automatic if you have it set to low before startup. Basically, you shouldn't need to change that one. If you don't want Window Eyes to start up, automatically change it in Window Eyes itself.
Windows Audio. Description. Manages audio devices for Windows-based programs. If the service is stopped, audio devices and effects will not function properly. If the service is disabled, any services that explicitly depend on it will fail to start. Status. Started. Startup type. Automated.
That should be set to automatic, especially for a blind user. Changing that would not be a good idea.
Windows Card Space. Description. Securely enables the creation, management, and disclosure of digital ID and TITIES period. Startup type. Manual.
That's manual and can be left that way. That's the way it defaults.
Windows Driver Foundation User Mode Driver Framework. Description. Manages user mode driver host processes. Status. Started. Startup type. Automated.
Okay, if you have that one, that should probably be set to automatic, and that's where it would default to.
Windows Firewall Internet Connection Sharing X. Description. Provides network address translation, addressing, name resolution and or intrusion prevention services for a home or small office NETWORK period. Startup type. Disabled.
If you use the Windows Firewall, you'll want to have that automatic. If you don't, what you'll want to do first is in the control panel, go to Windows Firewall like we did in part one. And turn that off there, and then you can set this service to a disabled if you don't use that.
Windows Image Acquisition via Description. Provides image acquisition services for scanners and cameras. Status. Started. Startup type. Automatic.
Okay, if you use any kind of scanner on your computer, which of course a lot of us do, whether with Kurzweil or OpenBook or Document Scan, you definitely want to keep that set to automatic.
Windows Installer. Description. Installs, repairs, and removes software according to instructions contained in MSI files. Startup type. Manual.
So that one is manual. It defaults that way, and that one, yeah, will start when it's needed.
Windows Management Instrumentation. Description. Provides a common interface and object model to access management information about operating system, devices, applications, and services. If the service is stopped, most Windows-based software will not function properly. Status. Started. Startup type. Automatic.
Okay, you can probably guess where that one needs to be set to. It's automatic, it defaults that way, and should remain that way.
Windows Management Instrumentation Driver Extensions. Description. Provides systems management information to and from drivers. Startup type. Manual. Log.
Okay, that's manual. We can leave it as such.
Windows Media Player Network Sharing Service. Description. Shares Windows Media Player libraries to other network players and media devices using universal plug-and-play. Startup type. Manual.
I think it defaults to manual, but if it's anything else, again, unless you have a specific need for that, go ahead and change it to manual and help close that security hole.
Windows Presentation Foundation Font Cache 3000. Description. Optimizes performance of Windows Presentation Foundation WPF applications by caching commonly used font data. WPF applications will start the service if it is not already running. It can be disabled, though doing so will degrade the performance of WPF applications period. Startup type. Manual.
That's manual, and if you have that service, setting it to manual if it isn't already should be fine.
Windows Time. Description. Maintains date and time synchronization on all clients and servers in the network. If the service is stopped, date and time synchronization will be unavailable. Startup type. Disabled.
I don't use that. I use the System Suite program I was telling you about. If you want your computer to automatically connect to the internet and synchronize with the time and you don't have a program that already does that, then go ahead and leave that at automatic.
Wired Autoconfig. Description. The service performs IEEE 802.1x authentication on Ethernet interfaces. Startup type. Manual. Wireless zero configuration. Description. Provides automatic configuration for the 800 and 211 adapters. Startup type manual.
Okay, if you use a wireless network on your computer, then you'll want to leave that set to automatic. If you don't, go ahead and change it to manual.
WMI performance adapter. Description. Provides performance library information from WMI hyper providers. Startup type manual.
We'll leave it there.
Workstation. Description. Creates and maintains client network connections to remote servers. If the service is stopped, these connections will be unavailable. Status started. Startup type automatic.
That's automatic and should be left as such. Work. And that is the last service.
I want to talk about two other programs real quick. I do recommend the TuneUp Utilities. It's a nice suite of apps. It does a lot of things, finds a lot of problems with the registry and performance tweaks, and is worth the $49.95 if you have it. If for some reason you're opposed to spending money or just don't have the money for that suite, I want to talk about two programs that are free you can use. One of which is called Wind Patrol, just like it sounds, windpatrol.com. And it does a number of things, including letting you know if programs are changing your file associations. That's very important. You know, if you like Winamp to play your MP3s and all of a sudden you install QuickTime or something else and it wants to take it over. And you say, no, you have the option to adjust that. Or if you're installing a big program like K1000 or iTunes, it kind of lets you know what's happening and that new services are starting up with Windows. So it's kind of addendum to what Mike was talking about. It gives you a lot of power and capability. So it is free. There is one option if you make a one-time payment. It's well worth it. But even as a free application, it's a very powerful program. And you can also go in and tell it for startup programs. And it does add a feature that is in Vista that's delayed startup. So you can have, if you want to make sure that your sound and your sound card and your speech start up right away and your wireless maybe and other things can wait 30 seconds to a minute after Windows is booted, you can do all that. And it's free, so that's called Wind Patrol. Another powerful program a lot of people play with is called CCleaner. And the C stands for crap. So in other words, what it does is it removes unnecessary files that maybe were left behind on your system from installations of software, corrupted files, something happened, temporary files, and so forth. So this can clean all that up and free up a lot of valuable disk space. And it also has some registry cleaning components into it as well. So if you want something for free to clean up some problems with your registry, that is one program to play with. Now, some folks have commented that you could get into problems with it because it could be a little overzealous and maybe prevent a program that you have been using from working. But that's always a gamble anytime you get into using something to clean your registry or do other things. So I did want to mention those two programs, Jeffrey Stark, because I know you do a lot of networking. I know you hate it when I put you on the spot, but I'm just curious if you have any specific comments. One of the powerful things, and one of the reasons people like Windows 7 is it's a lot more responsive, and one of the main reasons is they went in and disabled a lot of services that natively run in Vista and XP. But I'll start with you, Jeffrey, see if you have any comments.
Two quick things. First one, I agree with you. Wind Patrol is a fabulous tool. I install it on everybody's computer that I work on. And it's really great as far as just being able to remove not just processes and services, but also it's got everything that could like interfere with your system. For example, if you've got add-ons for Internet Explorer, like often you don't want your PDF or your Acrobat to open inside of IE, you want it to open inside of Acrobat within its own sort of window. And you can actually disable all of those or delete all of those in various tabs within Wind Patrol. The other program I was going to mention real quick was X-Setup, which is a great tool for registry tweaking. X-Setup, I think it's x-setup.com or X-T-E-Q. Every possible registry tweak for your system is in that application in a tree view. So you can drill down, say, network and then auto startup. Let's say you want your computer to automatically log in. Well, there's all the settings are right there in a tabbable checkbox, combo box, radio button type interface under that tree view. So it's a beautiful little application.
With that, we'll put the wraps on this. There'll be links, including two useful web pages that go into detail about all the services and things that Mike has talked about. I encourage people to read those and understand these services. Again, everyone will have unique services. You may have antivirus or spyware, firewalls, audio applications, any number of programs that may have additional services that we didn't cover because they were not on Mike's machine. Mike, why don't you quickly give your contact information and we'll wrap this bad boy up.
If you want to email me on SA Mobile, it's n0oxy at samobile.net. If you want to send me email at my regular email address, it's n0oxy at charter.net, charter.net. Be careful and make notes. And other than that, happy tweaking.
Michael? It's Lena, and I will be writing up notes, so I'll make those available to those who'd like to have them.
Okay, well, we appreciate that, Lena. And of course, there will be two web pages that will go into a great wealth of detail for folks who want to have that information as well. But we always appreciate it. You did such a great job on the initial notes on May 14th that provided a lot of insight. We thank you, Mike, for the information, and we hope that folks, if you have older computers, you can bring them back to life, or even your new machine doesn't boot as quick as it used to, or you get one of these Dells or HPs or Toshibas that come with a lot of garbage and you want to speed it up. All these tips will help you to do that, and again, just make note when you change something, just in case it has an adverse effect that you may not see for a couple weeks down the road until you run that program. But with that, we're going to put the wraps on Tech Chat 19. Next week, number 20, we'll be speaking with National Federation of the Blind about their Newsline service. Scott White will be giving us a demo of that, how you can get newspapers and magazines over your phone, through the web, and even to your portable device, or some of them anyway, including the Victor, Icon, and Braille Plus. So until next week, let's stay connected and stay directed.